Okay, let's get right to hour number two. Deborah Tavares is back tonight. She of StopTheCrime.net, and I hope you'll visit the site. It is really a powerhouse of truth and reality and wisdom and insight into what is going on here. And what is going on here is, quite frankly, as you heard last night, and if you've been listening to Deborah at all on this and other programs, we are the enemy. We are literally the enemy, and war is being waged against us 24 hours a day. If you go to StopTheCrime.net, just click on Deborah's name. I want you to look at the full load of the page. Just go right down below the horizontal scroll, and you'll see on the right there the NASA logo. NASA, Future of Warfare Document. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more tonight, and then some other things as well. Deborah Tavares has absorbed an enormous amount of information. She has begun to make more and more appearances on radio. Her name is now being linked commonly to what is most important. She just went up and did an interview with Barry Trower in Portland recently. He came over from England. Barry, of course, the pioneer of, in many ways, electronic warfare techniques, EMF. And that's an interview you can see on StopTheCrime.net. Let's get right to it and say hello and welcome back to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for having me back on again tonight. And I can only tell you, since doing a number of radio shows, I'm getting some extremely important information from people that listen. In particular, many people that are electronically targeted and or stalked by government agencies.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, hundreds of thousands of people all over the planet. And my major alert for everyone tonight, and of course we will be spending time with the NASA document, is to also go to StopTheCrime.net, and right underneath the newly posted artwork that David Dees did with the robot sitting in the chair, giving termination notices to people, which is all true. Of course, we know that increasingly critical, they say on page 66 of the NASA war document, are human limitations and downsides, and they tell us humans are too large, too heavy, too tender.
Too tender.
And they have slow, they're slow physically and mentally, and they cost a lot of money, and they have negative value added. And, of course, everything now is being benchmarked on value or worth. But right underneath that piece of art is a flashing, and it says, electronic harassment, stalking, mind control, new leaked documents here. And this is the document that I took up to Portland recently when I did the interview with Barry Trower to discuss this. This is massive global mind control frequencies, now being amped up globally. And everyone needs to understand what you're going to hear this evening about targeted people that have been electronically and remotely targeted for decades. This is going to happen to each and every one of you to a certain degree. This is about thought control. This is about gaining your obedience by changing your mood and your thinking. And this is being amped up. We're all, of course, under multiple degrees of mind control. We always have been because of the media. But it's most important to understand that. And what's interesting that I found, Jeff, in the book called Between Two Ages that Brzezinski wrote, he, of course, was the founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller.
Sure.
And he said that they were excited about artificially excited electronic stroke.
Oh, were they?
Using as a form of assassination.
Mm-hmm.
This is on page 57 of Between Two Ages. They say, using the environment to manipulate behavior for national advantages, a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations. And they went on to talk about how timed artificially excited electronic strokes could lead to a pattern of oscillations that produce relatively high power levels over certain regions of the Earth.
Hmm.
Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, what we have all observed is a proliferation of installed and or deployed cell phone towers and antennas. And I can say that right now, this is proving to be the method in which psychotronic warfare and thought intrusion can be most easily delivered. All of the wireless, which would also include your smart meters, because, of course, smart meters are being sold to save you energy, which, in fact, it has nothing to do with saving you any money at all. It's a network of frequencies that has been planned to structure thought patterns of ordinary Americans.
You know, at least, Deborah, you can see smart meters when they're installed on homes, but trying to see microwave EMF antennas for cell phones is a real tricky proposition now. Now, there is a website you can go, and if you folks think that you don't have any antenna in your neighborhood, I'm using the term in the plural, you better guess again. Give us that website where they can go look and dial in their address.
AntennaSearch.com.
Yeah.
And I would recommend everyone...
That's a shocker.
It is a shock. It will show you, you'll key in two opportunities, one for cell phone towers, one for cell towers, and one for antennas. Download those and keep them in a safe place and know where the towers are nearest your home, because those are the weaponized technologies that Brzezinski talked about, and the documents, the NASA war document on page 98, says the use of towers and microwave frequencies. They know exactly what these frequencies do to us. In fact, on page 50, I believe it is, of the NASA war document, they talk about the effects of low-powered microwave frequencies, and they say, they admit that it will cause behavioral problems, seizures, gross alteration in brain function, and 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow and cause lethality and or death. They tell us that. There is no more guessing what this is all about. It is written, it's in all the military documents, in the Fort Meade military document. They tell us 100% mm-hmm. of the population will be affected. That is you. That is your neighbor. And sadly, there are far too many people right now that have been targeted and experimented on for years, decades, and experimenting is over. It is now over. And this is now becoming the method in which they will bring about compliance of the global population, as they said in Brzezinski's book, for the purposes of obedience and following the New World Order.
Right. All the groundwork was done with the early programs like MKUltra, Project Monarch, and now they've taken that, of course. They still do have their mind-controlled slaves and servants, which they can use to perpetrate any number of unbelievable crimes, mass shootings, robberies, crime, criminality. It doesn't matter. They can do anything they want. They learned how to do it on the individual level, and now they've ramped that up, and they have extended it with this incredible... Remember, the technology is exploding in months instead of decades. They have
Absolutely.
Technology now that is so far down the road that they can indeed do what Deborah is saying and are, in fact, employing it.
We're in an invisible modern-day concentration camp, and we are being imprisoned with frequencies we do not see. It's like corralling your dog in an electronic fence.
Yeah, electric fence.
You can't see it.
Sure.
And that's exactly what's happening to all of us. We're having cell phone towers along all our major freeways. They're disguised. They're hidden. When you do the antennasearch.com, you will see that they say stealth and or hidden in and on that website. And I can tell you also, I found that they are hiding towers inside mobile oil gas signs in gas stations. They're disguising them in flagpoles, in church steeples.
Church steeples. God's own house. A microwave dissemination center.
Wow. Yes, and more importantly, of course, Jeff, is the fact that because of the economy being the way it is, they are siting towers on our first responders, on police on properties, police station, fire station.
Oh, they can go. They can take their pick. They can go to any building owner and say, "Here, how would you like $50,000 a year, or whatever they're going to pay them?"
That's exactly right.
How much money do they have? As much as they need.
That's exactly right. And in fact, they're also locating them in schools. Now, people ask, "Well, why in schools?" Well, this is to essentially create mind control for students, because we now have the new Common Core curriculum. They're bringing in Wi-Fi. When I spoke with Barry Trower, and you'll see it in the interview on StopTheCrime.net, Wi-Fi is a known weaponized frequency. A known weaponized frequency. They're moving into all of our schools. You add that to the cell phone towers now that you're seeing on many school campuses. They're just bringing us down. This is a complete wireless takedown. And on top of all the GMOs and all of the other poisons and toxins that interact with all of these frequencies, they all interact. And it is a complete, total, and numbing down of society. In fact, in the Aquarius group briefing that we were going to talk a little bit about tonight, which dovetails into the NASA war document, they told us there that, and you can find this document at the very top of StopTheCrime.net, and I want to add, all of these documents are free downloads for those that can do that. If you're unable to download any of these documents for free, you can call the print shop, and they will print them off, and for print cost and postage, you can order any document you would like that you're hearing us talk about this evening, and the phone number for that is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, 707-586-9558. But in this secret document that was recently revealed to us, Jeff, is the Aquarius Group operations briefing.
Mm-hmm.
And on page one of that, it's a 50-page document. On page one, they talk about electromagnetic radio waves and microwave pulsed mind warfare, how it has great advantages in that its desired subject, it can pinpoint a desired subject or an entire population.
Mm-hmm.
And people do not realize that this is even being implemented. This is part of the silent weapons system. That is the Declaration of War, the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, again on StopTheCrime.net. This is a declaration of war. And, Jeff, I'm going to jump onto page four real quick of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, because everyone needs to, of course, read this. It's also up on our website as a YouTube so that you can actually listen to it being read to you. But on page four, it says, this, of course, is a technical manual, and it was put together in the 40s and 50s, and it's fully implemented now. And it is exactly what the thinking of the international bankers are. It is a technical manual to subvert history and law, create global manipulation, enslavement, and mass genocide. And they tell us on page four that this document must be secured from public scrutiny. But they go on to tell us this. The solution to today's problems require an approach which is ruthlessly candid, with no agonizing over religion, moral, or cultural values. You have been selected for this project because your ability to look at human society with cold objectivity and yet analyze and discuss your observations and conclusions with others of similar intellectual capability without the loss of discretion or humanity. Such virtues are exercised in your own best interest. Do not deviate from them. This is why they have the cremation of care every year at Bohemian Grove.
Sure.
They cremate their care. And this document is what this grove moves forward on. It's what the Brookings Institute is behind. All the major corporations are in this silent weapons assault and attack upon global humanity. And the definition, of course, for the silent weapons attack, it is a stealth attack. They use subversive methods where people don't even realize they're being subdued by a weapon. They tell us on page 8 of the document that it is a biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options and mobility of individuals of a society by knowing, that's where quantum computing is coming in now, as we discussed last night.
Well, this is all easier than shooting fish in a barrel for them. It's overkill. They've got too much. We're electrical beings first and chemical second. Most people don't know that. Electronically,
that's right.
We are completely dominated by this technology.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we're water, and what holds it together but frequencies and energy? And I can only say it's diabolical what is ahead of us. But getting back to the Aquarius document, just a couple of things about that, and we'll jump into the NASA war plan. But they say on page 2 about mind control, chemical and polypharmaceutical saturation has been achieved over the past 20 years. It has been achieved by deliberate, overt introduction through exposure or contamination on behalf of the population base in everyday usage of public water supplies, airborne pollutants, that would be our chemtrails and other pollutants, and chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. They go on to tell us that the following of this outline, this Aquarius operations briefing, mind control procedure, it really came about after World War II. And they go on to tell us that the objective of the briefing is to make all personnel in some population bases in civilian structure aware of the project's plan for full implementation. They go on to tell us that the procedures will allow the Aquarius operation and other world intelligence groups within the Circle of Seven, which is a secret society alliance, to achieve their goals of an unarmed, docile, and compliant world population if they're not prevented from doing so. They also tell us on page 49 of this Aquarius document that is a plan of the Aquarius Group operations and the Circle of Seven CEOs to implement their various forms of mind control to augment a basic intolerance of each other, whatever guise is necessary. In other words, causing internal conflict between all of us because these frequencies increase anger. And I'm going to pause at this moment and recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net. You will see on the home page for mass distribution a warning that we recommend you all read and distribute to your police chief and your fire chief in all of your cities nationwide. Get this document out far and wide. This will explain what their wireless communications devices will do to their brains because of the pulsed microwave radiation. And this is tetra radiation, and everyone needs to read this. Barry Trower and other scientists put this together, and you need to download it. But another quick insertion right here. We do have a solutions page on stopthecrime.net because the assault is massive. And just as many people have been getting water purification devices, you now need to look at methods in which you can reduce the frequencies that are being intentionally beamed into your homes, into your house wires as dirty electricity. It's coming out of your light sockets in your homes. But you can return much of this and go to the solutions page because we talk about Stetsers. And I can tell you we know many people who are now using those. And they can test with meters in your home, and you can see the reduced frequency. So I can tell you, also, you must get off your wire box spring mattresses. Women must stop wearing underwire bras. Victoria's Secret really does have a big secret. Everything about them goes along with the New World Order design for sexual fabric, sexual garments, even the way that things are displayed in advertisement.
Yeah,
when you look at the New World Order Exposed document, you find this all a way in which they degrade our morality and just treat us like animals. But also you need to consider your eyewear. You should not be wearing metal eyeglass frames. Go to plastic because the metal eye frames act as an antenna, just like the other wire in your beds, underwire box springs, and they that acts as an antenna and it radiates you. But I want to go on with the Aquarius document. Because
well, one thing. We got just a minute or so before the break, but the idea of coiled springs in a mattress or a box spring, I honestly was warning people about this when I first started doing the program. That's about 20 years ago now, more than 20 years ago. But those wires collect electromagnetic frequencies, concentrate them, and then re-radiate them. And if
That's
you think
exactly
you're not
right.
getting a good night's sleep, you best check your bed, because chances are you have a box spring and or a mattress that are full of metal coils, and you don't want those.
And or even a wire headboard, even a metal headboard.
Exactly.
So you've got to create a safe sleeping location, because your immune system is being jammed intentionally. And Jeff, on StopTheCrime.net, at the top where you see the scrolling, we have a brand new article. It's actually a scientific report on wire box spring mattresses. And I recommend that everyone look at every single scrolling item at the top of StopTheCrime.net and read it carefully and slowly, because many of the most important things are posted right there as well.
I haven't seen anything on wire box springs and mattresses for years. I'm going to go get that and link to it from my site. This is something people don't understand. I've had 100% latex mattress and no spring, just a platform, for close to 20 years now. I got onto that a long time ago, and no way. And how do you tell people, well, we just spent $2,000 for this bed. What are we going to do, throw it in the trash? Well, it's a question you have to decide on your own. Latex, organic latex mattresses are the only way to go. That's it. Cotton, there's some good cotton ones out there too, but if you can get the latex, wonderful. Anyway, all right. So on the scroll, up at the top, I'm going to look during the break here and see if I can find that. I'm going to pull that over. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, stand by.
Yeah,
we'll be back
important.
with Deborah in just a couple minutes. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. And Deborah, wouldn't you know it, a DDoS attack in our first half hour knocked all of our live streams off the air for 4 minutes or so. We're back up and running now, and the Encore program should be just fine. The archive will be fine, but no coincidences. So we were hit hard with a DDoS attack. Our network folks were able to straighten it out and get us right back up and running. So they don't
well,
miss a
thing,
these people. Well,
then we better continue with what we're talking about, because
yeah.
we've got to get it out there. And I'll just continue with the Aquarius operations briefing.
Okay.
Just a few more comments about it. They say that eventually all of the frequencies in mind control will eventually lead to internal unrest and an occupation by the United Nations forces, who will be under orders to keep the peace of the host country.
Again, where did the Aquarius document come from?
This was leaked to us. There were a few people that had possession of this document, and one person held it. Well, those people held it for many years, and this particular group held it for years, and it was known that the briefing document contained small punctuation errors, so that each copy was different and it could be traced if it was ever leaked. But this source is deceased, so this has been released, and because, of course, it doesn't matter if it's tracked to them. They're
Got
no
it.
Longer with us.
Right.
And this has been requested to get this out far and wide. I can only tell you that what you hear in this document is certainly everything we know to be true. And they go on to tell us about part of their agenda. Part of the current agenda has been very successful under projects REACH, R-E-A-C-H, and Belfry, in programming and queuing selected individuals who have in turn carried out program, procedure, and open fire on other civilians in public areas all across the United States. they go on to tell us. It is part of the Aquarius operation to bring about in a more repetitive pattern over a period of many years in order to increase the callous disregard for human life by others who reside in high population density zones. Especially targeted are large urban areas where street gangs are prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
In the overall scenario of senseless, unprovoked killings increasing as time passes, the Aquarius operation feels they will eventually condition the public to welcome the eventual confiscation of firearms, setting of curfews, mandatory barcodes, which will, of course, be implanted and inserted under our skin, and general areas of martial law. And they go on to tell us that, and of course, the Constitution is gone. And as you said when you opened up the show, we are the enemies. And you can go, we are the enemies. And remember, as long as the White House maintains a national emergency, we remain classified as enemies of the state. And you can go and look at Senate Report Number 93549. That's 93549. 1973. And you can also go to stopthecrime.net. We have that Senate report right there where we talk about the fact that we have all been expatriated in 1933. We have all been collateralized against the debt. Our children, our sweat equity, our real estate, everything was fraudulently collateralized against the debt. Our grandparents did not know about this. And you can go and look at The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America by Judge Dale, and other reports and Senate documents, all referenced and documented material. When you understand you are the enemy of the state, then you suddenly realize why we're being poisoned by our air, food, and water. This is intentional because we are the enemies, and that's why the NASA war document will make sense to you. But just concluding, a few more comments about the Aquarius operations briefing. They say that part of the Aquarius operations is to bring about in a more repetitive pattern, again, martial law. They go on to talk about it is felt with many that the erosion of constitutional rights will be readily accepted by the majority in return for government promises of elimination of gang killings, mass killings by lone gunmen, and termination of drug trafficking in all areas. And, of course, we know the underbody of black ops and funding is drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex slavery, and enslavement, sacrificial sacrifices, the consumption of small children for ritual sacrifices. It is unbelievably horrific. But they go on to talk about how the important role that sedation of the population through various chemical, biological, and radio frequency manipulation has been obtained in order to achieve the overall goal of a one-world ruling structure. They told us by the year 2000 or 2003. So the documents that I'm reading, Jeff, tell us that they're at least a dozen years behind their target date, but they're fast approaching. And they go on to say on page 50, and I want everybody to look at page 50 of the Aquarius Group operations briefing. It is a picture, a page of towers, of cell towers, a variety of towers. And it's important to understand that the NASA war document on page 98 says, typical scenario, takedown of the U.S. using RF microwave radio frequencies, which is towers. So when you look at this Aquarius operations briefing, it connects to the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars, which is a declaration of war upon the global population. We are the enemies, and the NASA war plan, and it further illustrates the massive covert plan for global manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. And I urge everyone to go to stopthecrime.net and look at this Aquarius briefing. And then also look at the newly posted White House document that we have on our website.
All right, very good. Hold on, and we'll be right back after this break with Deborah Tavares. Okay, and we're back. A reminder, the refeed of the program coming up right after this three-hour session ends. Our program with Deborah this hour will be complete, as will the archives as well. So that attack on the Rents Radio Network was able to be thwarted, and we are doing just fine now. This is not the first time this has happened. Okay, Deborah, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Our research took us to Washington, D.C., because in the initial stages of research, many of us were very skeptical that all of this was really happening to the degree that it was. And I think it's important for people who are not aware to the degree of this attack that we were skeptical, and we spent months and months and months. But when we flew back to Washington, D.C., one of our purposes was to go to the Records Department. We wanted to verify Public Law 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520. And it said, Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. The use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. The Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States. So I went to the Records Department and I asked for this resolution, and they gave it to us. And I'm looking at it right now. It is about, it's nearly 4 inches thick. And the fellow that was behind the desk tagged certain aspects in it that he thought we would be most interested in. And one aspect of that particular resolution, that it spanned a 11-year period of time. In other words, this was a resolution that was effective between 1977 and 1988. So when we asked, well, what happened in 1988 to extend this? And we were told, the Genocide Treaty. The United States entered into the Genocide Treaty after many years of being requested to do so by the United Nations. And the Genocide Treaty creates illegal aspects, and the illegal aspect within the Genocide Treaty is one's own government cannot kill its own people. And we do not have a government. We have mega corporations and banks posing as a government, and it is illegitimate, it is fraudulent, and the United States has been taken. We are no longer under a constitution that has been shelved, and we have been living in an illusion. When people talk about contacting their representatives, we do not have a representative government. We do not even have a representative legal system. The legal system is set up for the benefit of the corporation's bottom line.
Right.
And I can say when we go and we hire an attorney, which is something to consider too, Jeff, because attorneys have to know that the legal system is fraudulent.
Oh, they know.
So when they take on our complaints and file things, they're filing it in a fraudulent court system. And the attorneys know this. They're in a racket. It's a racketeer. And they're keeping us all in an illusion of some type of representation, which we don't.
That's
we
true.
Don't have it.
I know.
And we can see that, because when we're enemies of the state, when the silent weapons, quiet wars is a declaration of war upon global population, using chemicals and biologicals, taking down our economy. They're collapsing the economy now everywhere in the United States. Every aspect of everything about our existence is under massive assault. They've really, really nailed it. And I can say, in respect to the NASA war plan, people need to understand that NASA and these other corporate agencies are waging war against all of us. When you find out that NASA is involved behind the global warming hoax, which they tell you on page 8 mm-hmm. of the NASA war plan, that this is spaceship Earth, they are promoting global warming. They say there are too many people on this planet. There's no instruction manual. And the solution is eliminating us and replacing us with robots and cyborgs. That's what this NASA plan is about. It is about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And this was presented in 2001 by the chief NASA scientist in July of 2001, just a couple of months before 9/11. And all of the criminal agencies are involved in this, as well as many of the same agencies that are behind the deployment of the global smart grid. That is also thought intrusion, microwave radiation to attack and dice and slice our cells. In fact, we know that it shuts down our cells and causes cell death, all these frequencies. There's no mistake. They know exactly what they're doing. And it changes our genetic makeup. We're being essentially redesigned. So I urge everyone to go to the NASA link on stopthecrime.net. We've posted a tremendous amount of information. I recommend everybody read Forbidden Gate so that you understand the transhumanism agenda that's right here, right now, happening. But more importantly, I urge every single one of you that is listening to understand the effects that have occurred on thousands, hundreds of thousands of people globally, maybe even your neighbors, with remote electronic targeting and government gang stalking. And the corporations sell this technology to whomever wants to buy it. And I can tell you there are many, many people that have been damaged, are being abused, are being targeted through their home with frequency. And you need to understand, when I asked many of those people that are targeted, what could we do for you? They told me, mm-hmm. you can believe us. You need to believe us. Yeah. We need to believe them now.
That's the
because
truth.
We are all in the crosshairs of a psychotronic weaponized warfare using frequencies. And it's happening everywhere.
Well, you're
globally.
Not exaggerating at all. It's all there. All the technology is there. All you have to do is go back to what I mentioned earlier, that technology per se is leaping decades ahead over a period of months now. That's how explosive it is. That's how fast it's going. It's completely out of control.
Yeah, it's a techno death trap. And none of us were consulted if we wanted any of
this.
Oh,
no.
We're being
no
forced into upgrading our phones, our computers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Many people, of course, certainly the younger people, think this is great technology. They have no idea.
Well, they're drugged on technology. They don't get it. They never will.
Well, they are drugged. They are mentally entrained with the frequencies that they're
sure.
now spending time behind.
Totally addicted to their smartphones, whatever. They can't. It can't
Absolutely.
Be away with. It is
that
no one's.
Say,
no one is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring back the NASA war document because we do need to talk about that. It's so important for people to understand the intention behind what is happening with technology. They're telling us that they're going to replace us with robots and cyborgs. And they talk about, on page 35, for
we'll
example...
We'll end up in zoos for the robots to visit.
Absolutely. And they talk about a flesh-eating and plant-eating robot that will hunt and biodigest. In other words, artificial life will be consuming biological life. Massive corporate profits are here. Absolutely genocide. They're replacing us. And they tell us throughout this document all the methods, all the types of weapons that they are using. They're going to co-opt insects. On page 41 of the NASA war document, they talk about how they will put sensors in and on everything. Many of you may know, but they already have a spray-on nanoparticulate mix that will stick on anything that is vertical. And we have that posted on stopthecrime.net. It's actually an article that came out. Spray-on nanoparticulate mix turns trees into antennas. This has this is already being used. They say that a small company in Utah developed this nanoparticular mix that can be sprayed on any vertical object, for example, a tree, and it can make that object act like a high-powered antenna. Well, this is for tracking and monitoring. They're going to monitor, and they are monitoring, each and every single one of us. This is for global inventory of every single living, breathing, biological, anything that's existent on this planet is under global inventory and being stored in the enormous 1 million square foot massive data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah, the NSA facility. But they go on to tell us that this sprayed on nanoparticulate makes and turns trees into antenna, but it extends the range of antennas by a factor of 100. So what they're doing is they're creating this weaponized frequency, this tracking and monitoring on a nanoparticulate level. And they're also, as we spoke about last night on the show, Jeff, they're using insects. They're co-opting insects. And right now in California, they're warning us about the new mosquito that is not only carrying yellow finger fever, but dengue fever, and that we'll have high temperatures, headaches, muscle pains and cramps, and joint aches and bone discomfort, capillary leaking, all of this too.
Well, this will be a year-round problem because they don't get frost in much of the state, so the mosquitoes will continue. It's endemic now. Once it's introduced into an area, there's no way to get it out.
Well, that's absolutely true, but interesting that all of these symptoms are the same symptoms and many of the symptoms from the frequencies.
Wow.
And I'm going to end it by saying one final thing. This is a quote by the former CIA director William Casey. We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. So go to stopthecrime.net, download these documents, study what we have on our source document page, because we've assembled the most specific, direct documents to bring you up to speed in this conversation right now. And this is not to promote fear. This is to give you the understanding that we cannot continue by consenting due to lack of knowledge any longer.
Very good. Okay. Well, that's another hour. And I hope people can just hang on and understand that they don't have to absorb all of it right now. They can do it little piece by little piece if they want to. StopTheCrime.net. Thank you, Deborah, very much for being here again. And keep at it. Be careful.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
All right, there's Grandmother Hart at work trying to do her part to wake everybody up. And we will be back with Hour 3 and talk to another fellow on the same mission, Joel Skousen, the editor of World Affairs Brief, coming up next, right after the top of the hour.